We're going to learn more now about the high-tech component in the fight against terrorist groups. They are known as cyber bombs, but they're not bombs in the traditional sense. NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston reports on how the cyber war is being waged against ISIS and how it's changing the fight against terrorism.
Imagine being able to make it difficult for an ISIS commander to talk to his fighters in the field just by placing a piece of malware on his computer network.
I'm talking about attacking the ability of someone sitting in Raqqa to command and control ISIL forces outside of Raqqa, or to talk to Mosul, or even to talk to somebody in Paris or to the United States.
That's Defense Secretary Ashton Carter speaking to NPR earlier this year about the cyber campaign against ISIS.
Just like we drop bombs, we're dropping cyber bombs.
Well, maybe not exactly.
I'm not sure it's the best term we could have chosen because the actions we're taking aren't really very similar to bombing.
That's Gary Brown, a professor of cybersecurity at the Marine Corps University.
The actions that DoD has discussed sound more like amped up intelligence functions as opposed to more traditional kinetic functions that we'd call bombing usually.
Amped up intelligence, he says. Think of it as the military doing a spectacular hack as opposed to blowing things up. The internet allows ISIS to have a secure method of communication across the globe. It helps the group recruit and raise money. That's the bad news. The good news is that because terrorist groups rely so heavily on the internet, it offers new avenues for the U.S. and its allies to fight them. American intelligence officials tell NPR that the U.S. military has used a number of cyber exploits against ISIS, including malware that allows them to have backdoors into ISIS's computer systems. That means, potentially, the U.S. military has the ability to stop messages from being delivered or can alter commands without ISIS knowing. So, for example,
they could certainly pick a certain user.
Like an ISIS battlefield commander.
Maybe if it's a senior person, maybe somebody in their personal staff, and they'd be able to observe potentially their movements or how they use the internet to pass their orders.
And then the U.S. could, very simply, change those orders. So instead of telling a large group of fighters to stay in a city where they would be difficult to target, the orders could say they should meet in an open space. And that would allow the U.S. to attack them more easily. That's hypothetically speaking, of course, because U.S. military officials have declined to provide exact details about their cyber campaign against the group because it's classified. Joel Brenner was senior counsel at the NSA and used to advise the agency on internet security. He says there are a roster of cyber operations that could be leveled against ISIS, and it would be wrong to assume that the cyber component of the fight is new.
I'm just not free to talk about what might have been happening. I just think it's a mistake to assume the government's been sitting on its fanny all this time.
That raises the question why it's taken so long for Obama administration officials, like Defense Secretary Carter, to talk about these cyber attacks. Brenner and the Marine Corps University's Brown say hints about it now may be tactical. If you want to sow confusion and distrust among ISIS's ranks, you suggest you're in their computer networks. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.